This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm, and I always remind you, you need not live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group also was the reason why all players of the Todd Wright Tour Championship were wearing brand new Todd Wright Tour adjustable snapback hats in various colors of their choosing. Look for one in a golf shop near you. But my thanks to Brandon Legal Group. Second time they've provided golfer gifts for my events previously. Some really nice t-shirts that actually hold up amazingly well when you wash them, unlike most t-shirts. Brandon Legal Group just cares about the Todd Wright Tour. They play in all my events. I played in one of their events that was for charity over at Summerfield Crossing recently, a fine property owned by the Blanchards. Reach out to Brandon Legal Group when you are in need of legal assistance. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. I can't stress enough all the specials and promos that Pin Chasers does. And things can get busy in the summertime at Pin Chasers. A, it's a wonderful place to go when it's hot outside. And two, kids are out of school. I know because I went to have a meeting with Anthony Peroni. They're celebrating their 60th year of bowling and fun at Pin Chasers this year. And our meeting was on a Tuesday afternoon about 2 o'clock at the Armenia location at 4847 North Armenia. And all 50 lanes were in play. All 50, with kids having a great time. God bless the chaperones and the adults keeping an eye on them. But it was great. Pin Chasers has late night specials, basically Sunday through Thursday. You can understand why they wouldn't have them on Friday and Saturday, because the volume takes care of itself. But one example is Bone Bowling Night, where Todd Wright Tour player and radio colleague Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone is out to meet and greet you. Also, make sure you only pay $1 for a Yuengling draft. $1. Even Drew says he'll buy you your first beer. I don't know how many people take him up on it, so give it a shot. Drew is there for Bone Bowling Night every Wednesday, 9 to close, and the bowling is $10.99 per person, as much as you want to bowl before they close the doors. Pin Chasers, three locations: Zephyr Hills, the Midtown location on North Armenia, and the Veterans location at 5555 Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. My thanks to Pin Chasers for their support of the Toddcast and Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. For those of you that missed out on playing one of the top golf courses in the United States at the Todd Wright Tour Championship, the next Todd Wright Tour event is Todd Wright Tour XXI. We are going to skip over the rest of the summer and the potential for rainouts, and we'll go on the last Sunday of September. And you pick NFL games against the spread while you're on the golf course. Every game you get right, you get a stroke deducted from your golf score. It is basically, I call it picks and sticks. I have other names for it, but that's one that stands out. Todd Wright Tour XXI will be September 29th. If you'd like to know more about it, it is not on sale yet. I need to step back after hosting two events in 7 weeks and really not do a lot. But if you'd like to know more about future Todd Wright Tour golf events, including Todd Wright Tour 21 at the Eagles Golf Club on September 29th, just email me, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. We will be returning to Black Diamond in 2020, and I have a huge announcement as it relates to the 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship. Some of my golfers are already aware, but I will make that announcement via social media and here on the Toddcast coming up at some point in the next few days or so. Two things for this edition of the Toddcast. One, I'm up to here with Chris Sims. I don't understand why we have this much Chris Sims. He was okay as an NFL quarterback. He was a little better than okay as a college quarterback. Although my memory of Chris Sims as a college quarterback is Roy Williams of Oklahoma jumping into him and forcing a key turnover deep in his own end, and OU beat Texas in a major game. That's my memory of Chris Sims at Texas. I know he did more than that, but to me, that's his poster moment. He was part of this run by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of no postseason wins since they won Super Bowl 37. We're going on Super Bowl 54. So Chris didn't get it done, and there didn't seem to be anything else that stood out about his National Football League career. Yeah, sure, he knows the game. Or does he? I did a lot of radio with Mike Florio before Pro Football Talk was ever affiliated with NBC. And I don't talk to Florio very much anymore. I occasionally talk to his editor-in-chief at Pro Football Talk, the very talented Michael David Smith. Florio seems more fascinated with Chris Sims than he is with the Minnesota Vikings or collusion in the NFL. And look, it's Florio's thing. He's built it up, and I think Mike is very good. I just don't think Chris Sims is very good. Perhaps you feel differently, and I know there are a number of former professional athletes and quarterbacks that are in high-profile television positions to give their opinion on the NFL. I think Sims comes up way, way, way short. And the most recent example of Sims coming up short and also at the same time kind of saying, hey, everybody, I'm over here. Look at me. Look at me. I'm Chris Sims. I'm on TV. I work with Mike Florio now. Mike Florio shoehorns me into the Football Night in America show before the NBC game on Sunday nights. Yep, I'm here. Come look at me. It's not just Tony Romo on CBS. I'm over here. It's not just Aikman on Fox. Come look at me. He ranked Tom Brady 9th in current NFL quarterback rankings. 9th. Off the top of my head, I couldn't come up with 8 better than Brady. Now, I think Chris could have got away with, if he wanted to make a point that Brady's not what he was and he's old, he could have gotten away with making the point if he ranked Brady, say, 5th. And then maybe it's not as much of a stretch. But 9th? Do it yourself. Don't Google it. Do it yourself. Try to name 8 current National Football League quarterbacks you'd rather have quarterbacking your favorite NFL team. Or if you were building an NFL team with a supplemental draft for this year only, you don't get them for 5-10-year deals. For this year only, 1 year. And we're not talking fantasy football either. 1 year. Go ahead and try to name 8 guys you'd rather have before you would take Tom Brady. I challenge you to do it. And this is just Chris Sims again saying, hi, I'm Chris Sims. I want you to pay attention to me. I want you to listen to me. Well, the more you say things like that, the less likely we are to give a shit. The 8 guys ranked in front of Brady in Chris Sims' ratings have won a combined 4 Super Bowls. And if it wasn't for Big Ben, who I believe he ranked 6th, they have 2. Big Ben is responsible for 2 of them and none in the last decade. Yet, he's ranked in front of Brady, who's not only won 6, but Ben has won 3, I'm sorry, Brady has won 3 of the last 5. So why is Roethlisberger 6th? And I'm picking on the one guy responsible for half of the Super Bowls of the 8 in front of Brady, according to, hi, look at me, I'm Chris Sims, I'm on TV. Ben's last Super Bowl win was 10 years ago. Brady's last Super Bowl win was 5 months ago. Yeah, I do get it. This is, I have a friend of mine, I've never liked Sean McDonough, And I don't know anyone who lives 75 miles outside the city limits of Boston who cares about Sean McDonough. Sean McDonough was part of the fall of Monday Night Football, and it continues to tumble. When John Gruden left, McDonough went out of his way to bash Gruden on the way out, saying it was all about John, and because John was always talking, Sean didn't get to tell stories. Sean, who gives a damn about your stories calling a Monday Night Football game? Tell you what you do. If you ever call pro football again, just tell us what down it is, how many yards, who has the ball, and how much time is left. That's it. That's all we want from you. I know some of that is on the screen, so maybe we don't even need that. But who cared about your stories? What stories do you have? So anyway, that's something as it relates to Sean McDonough. But it kind of reminds me of the Chris Sims thing. It's like, ooh, look at me. Look at me. I want attention. Well, you're getting the wrong type of attention. I know Kurt Warner just went off. As much as Kurt Warner can go off, right? I think most of us consider him one of the better guys around. Speaking of former NFL quarterbacks who aren't, hey, look at me. I'm on TV. Listen to me. Kurt's not that way. Yet, what did Kurt accomplish in pro football? A hell of a lot. Hell of a lot more than Chris Sims, too. Going one step further on how ridiculous this Chris Sims attention grab is, ranking Brady 9th for current quarterback rankings in the NFL, he has Drew Brees at 10. All right, so if none of what I've said to you resonates or you think I'm going too far with my argument against Chris Sims, let me add one more layer to see if I win you over. He not only ranked Brady 9th, he ranked Drew Brees 10. Mm-hmm, 10. Which means that he ranked 5 quarterbacks higher than Brees, who've never won a Super Bowl. And everyone seems to agree Brees deserved to be in the Super Bowl 5 months ago, which is why the NFL is trying to figure out how to reactively now review missed pass interference calls because the wrong team made the Super Bowl. So the two quarterbacks that most of planet Earth believe should have been playing 5 months ago in the biggest football game out there are ranked 9th and 10th by, hi, listen to me, I'm Chris Sims, I'm on TV now with Mike Florio. No thanks, Chris. I got other choices in the morning on TV or just to listen to music. I think I'll stick to that. That's enough for today on the Todd Wright Toddcast. Remember, you can email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And remember my sponsors, Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4ME. For those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, when you are in need of legal assistance, remember they are a full-service law firm. Tell them you are familiar with me from the Toddcast, ask about the golf tournaments, and then tell them what you need. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Also, Pin Chasers, 3 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, tons of promos celebrating their 60th anniversary, and they still have some weekly summer camps for kids 5 to 15. Go to pingchasers.net for more info. Also, let me give a shout out to Wentworth Golf Club, recent host of Todd Wright Tour XIX, and their player development membership continues through the summer for $49. You can hit as many golf balls as you want all month long. Unlimited range balls, unlimited walking after 3, free golf lessons through clinics on Wednesday and Saturday. And if you want to take a golf cart after 3 p.m. and play literally until like 8 p.m., it's a $10 cart, one-time cart fee to play that day. You can ask the golf shop for more details by calling Wentworth Golf Club at 727-942-4760. Thank you, Jesse Pratt. Thanks to all of you who listen to the Todd Wright Toddcast. Tell your friends, and we'll talk to you next time.